Amos chapter 1, book of Amos, in the Old Testament, minor prophet, book of Amos. Tatalakayan natin ang book of Amos from here on out. And ito yung introduction, pag-aralan natin yung manunulat, si Amos, yung kapaligiran niya. That's the setting. Tapos yung audience niya at saka yung tema ng aklat ng Amos. And we need to learn all this as an introduction so that we have an understanding of who he is and who and what's going on in the setting of the book and his audience and theme. So Amos, an introduction. Amos chapter 1. Anong page ulit? 506, page 506 sa sample Bible. 506. Amos chapter 1, verse number 1. The words. Pansinin nyo, words. Plural. Not the idea, not the thoughts. But the words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw. So, ito yung mga words na pumunta kay Amos na nakita niya. These are words that he saw. Words. Do you see words? I hope you can see the words in your Bible. So, some way, somehow, when God revealed the words to Amos, he revealed them in a vision. He revealed them in sight. Amos was able to see the words. The words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. So, kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, ang mga salita ni Amos na kasama ng mga pastol ng Tekoa, na nakita niya tungkol sa Israel ng mga araw ni Uzziah na hari ng Juda at ng mga araw ni Jeroboam na anak ni Joas na hari ng Israel 2 taon bago lumindol. Now, listen carefully. Paminsan, ang mga anak ng Diyos ay nawawala sa landas ng Diyos. At ito ay nagdudulot ng parusa o palo galing sa Diyos upang tayo ay manumbalik sa Kanya. There are times when the children of God incur the judgment of the Lord. But God judges His children for the purpose of restoring them. God is a God of restoration. Yes, He's a God of judgment. But He is also a God. The purpose of His judgment, especially towards His children, is not to cast them away, but to return them, to restore them. So sa aklat ni Amos, malinaw ang kasalanan ng tao. At palagi kapag may kasalanan ng tao, ano ang susunod? Judgment of God. Malinaw ang judgment ng Panginoon, malinaw ang kasalanan ng tao, malinaw ang kabanalan ng Diyos, pero malinaw rin na manunumbalik ang Israel. Pati na rin ang mga hintil. Now, sino sa Bible? Okay, sino ang hintil sa Bible? Who is the Gentile in the Bible? Us. Kung hindi ka Hudyo, ikaw ay Gentile. Greeks or Gentiles, okay? And so that's us. So in the book of Amos, we see the sinfulness of man. We will see the judgment of God. We will see the holiness of God. We will see the restoration of Israel. And not just the restoration of Israel, but the restoration of Gentiles also. And so this is a very exciting book. It's a book of sin, judgment, restoration. Now, who is Amos? Sino itong si Amos na ito? Let's look at verse number 1. The words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa. Now, sa Bible, ang mga pangalan ay palaging merong mensahe. Even in just the name, Amos, the message is included in his name because his name means burdensome. Yung pangalan ni Amos, ibig sabihin pala ng pangalan ni Amos, pabigat. Pabigat. Now, ibinigay ng Diyos kay Amos ang mga salita sa pamamagitan ng vision. Nakita na natin yon. Ito ay isa na namang katibayan sa tinatawag na doctrine of verbal inspiration and preservation. Pinag-aralan natin ito Thursday. The doctrine of inspiration and preservation. God gave the words to Amos. How did Amos write all this, you know, all his book, all nine chapters? Where did Amos get the content? It came from God, the Holy Spirit. Remember, God gave him the words. Now, when God gave Amos the words, were the words lacking? Are the words perfect? Is it complete? Okay, yes, it is. It's settled in heaven. Then it's revealed to him on earth. And then Amos was able to give it to Israel. And Israel was able to give it to us today. And that's why we have the book of Amos. Do you have Amos in your Bible? Okay, well that means we have God's word. God's words are right in front of us here in the book of Amos. This is a proof. So even the book of Amos teaches verbal preservation, verbal inspiration. And that's why we hold to the Bible. So important that we understand this is not just the idea of God. Or this is not just the general message of the Lord. These are the very words that heaven, that God gave to Amos and Amos gave to Israel and Israel gave to us today. Now, siya ay tunay na pabigat. Si Amos ay ang pabigat. Pero ang mensahe ay napakahalaga na alalahanin natin na bagamat si Amos ang ginamit ng Diyos, ang messenger si Amos, pero saan ang galing yung message niya? God. Okay? So yes, mabigat ang message ni Amos. Pero huwag tayong magalit sa messenger. I don't think magagalit tayo kasi hindi naman tayo affected per se direct ng prophecy revelation ni Amos. Not yet. Pero remember that the prophet is only a messenger. The important thing is that the message came from God. And so when you read the Bible, halimbawa nagbabasa ka ng Bible, merong truth na tinamaan ka, tandaan mo, it's not the Bible's problem. This is my problem because God is the one who gave me these words. Now, dahil wala tayong alam sa background sa pamilya ni Amos, malamang hindi siya sikat, siya ay karaniwang tao, wala siyang pwesto na mataas sa buhay katulad ni Isaiah. Now, you read the name in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Wait a minute, there's another prominent prophet who ministered during the time of Uzziah. Sino yung prominent, the best, the top, number one prophet in the Old Testament? Isaiah. Si Isaiah yun. Yung dugo niya, royal blood yung dugo ni Isaiah. Now, contemporary with Isaiah, etong palang si Amos na napakakumbaba. He's very humble. He doesn't have royal blood. He has no notoriety in the kingdoms, but he was a humble shepherd. He was a humble herdman. He basically worked with sheep, and he was a gatherer of sycamore fruits, and he was a farmer, a shepherd farmer, and just a meagerly hard life. He did not live in wealth. He lived in poverty. And so, sanay siya sa paghihirap. Sanay siya sa trabaho. Hindi siya, he's not afraid of work. And he's not afraid of dirt. And he's not a dainty man. He is a rough, rugged, a herdman of an unknown village, relatively unheard of village, Tekoa. Tekoa. Now, where is Tekoa? Anybody know where Tekoa is? No? Where is Tekoa? The south. South of where? Yeah. Okay. South of Israel. Everything's south of Israel. Well, it just shows you na hindi talaga sikat yung lungsod ng Tekoa. That even Tekoa, yeah, I know you have maps in your Bibles, and some Bibles, they don't even put Tekoa because it's so small and it's seemingly insignificant. And yet God calls a shepherd, a farmer, out of the southern city of Tekoa to preach to the prominent city of Samaria in Israel. During the most prosperous time of Israel, God uses a poor man to preach to the wealthiest and most powerful king, Jeroboam of Israel. And of course, if you know the Old Testament, nagkaroon ng division yung kingdom, di ba? We had King Saul, then King David, then King Solomon. At nung namatay si King Solomon, naghiwalay ang Israel, Northern Kingdom, 10 tribes sumama sa Northern Kingdom, and 2 tribes na sumama sa Southern Kingdom. And the Northern Kingdom is Israel, and the Southern Kingdom is Judah. Judah. And so, doon, yun ang background nitong si Amos. Okay? And so, this is very, very interesting. Now, the geography here of Tekoa is in the southern part of Jerusalem, malapit sa Dead Sea. So if you can find the Dead Sea in the map, if you look at it, nandun banda ang Tekoa, malapit doon. Hindi lang natin alam kung saan talaga doon, because it's not a prominent place. Now, of course, geography, lands in the Bible, very, very important. So it shows us that God pays attention to details and these places matter to God. Now, ang message niya ay primarily para sa Israel, yung Northern Kingdom, sa kapanahonan ni Jeroboam II. At nung hari ng Southern Kingdom noon ay si Uzziah. Okay? During the ministry of Isaiah, the prophet. Sino ang mga propeta bukod kay Isaiah na contemporary kay Amos? Nandun si Obadiah. Nandun si Jonah. You remember Jonah the prophet. Nandun si Habakkuk. At malamang nandun din sa katapusan si Jeremiah. The young man Jeremiah. And so, who became the old man Jeremiah after the years. Now, he is a shepherd that God called into the ministry. He was never, we don't see him having a prophetic background. He wasn't supposed to be a preacher. He was a poor man and he had no finances to go to the school of the prophets and to be trained under the prophets. But God is not looking for professionals. God is interested in servants. God is looking for those who are willing and able to serve with however capacity he has. If you give it to the Lord, God can use you. You don't have to be special for God to use you. And can I say this? God is what's special about people. People are not special, okay? It's God who lives in them who is special. And God is the one who makes you special. And now we have a little bit of an idea of who Amos is. So in essence, Amos is a nobody. A humble shepherd. A humble farmer. An unknown person. Not even no notoriety. No noble blood in him. Just a regular, hard-working man. And yet God pulled him off of that to preach to the prominent, prosperous time of Israel and rebuke them for their sin. And by the way, maganda nga na ginagamit ng Panginoon yung sanay sa hirap. Bakit? Kasi hindi siya mabibili ng pera. Hindi siya mukhang pera. At yung respeto niya kay Lord lang, hindi sa hari. No, si Jeroboam the second, napakataas ng the best years ng Israel ay nasa kamay ni Jeroboam the second. Doon sila pinaka-wealthy, pinaka-powerful. And so, God called his best to minister to the worst. Now, ang setting naman, yung kapaligiran sa kapanahon ni Moses at yung aklat ni Moses mismo. Now, ang pangangaral ni Amos sa Israel at Juda at sa mga paligid na lupain ng mga Hentil sa kapanahunan niya ay panahon ng kasaganaan at kapayapaan. Relax ang mga tao sa kanilang kayamanan, sa kanilang kabuhayan, at natural lang na kapag lahat ng bagay ay napakaganda at napakasaya na nakakalimutan ng tao ang Diyos. And so, Amos preached at the most prosperous time. And let me just say something. Just because a society is prospering and is powerful doesn't mean that they're godly. In fact, we can say most of the time when things are going well, we forget God. We forget the Lord. And instead of depending on Him, we start depending on ourselves during strong times. Pero di ba kapag halimbawa, merong konting ubo, konting sakit, all of a sudden, lumalapit tayo sa Panginoon in prayer. Okay? So, God uses trials to draw us closer to Him. And sometimes, wealth and prosperity is a curse. Because we forget the Lord. And so did the children of Israel. King Jeroboam II ruled and reigned during the height of Israel's prominence. Go over to 2 Kings. Look at 2 Kings chapter 14. 2 Kings chapter 14. Anong page ang 2 Kings 14? 234. 234, page 234. 2 Kings chapter 14 and verse number 25. Look at how it's described in the Bible. 2 Kings 14, 25. And he restored the coasts of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spake by the hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet which was of Gath-Hepher. So the coasts of Israel was the largest, it was the most prominent. Even Jonah was there ministering during that time. And this was a very, very prominent king. Nagpadala ang Diyos ng isang propeta galing sa Juda, from the southern part of Juda, para itapat niya sa karumalduman na gawa ng mga tiga-Israel to the northern part. Now, ang aklat ni Amos ay pwede nating i-divide ng ganito. If you want a division of the book of Amos, we can divide the book of Amos into sections, okay? Pwede nating bigyan ng 5 sections ang Book of Amos. 5 sections. Number 1, yung mga pangitain ng hatol ng Diyos sa mga Hentil at sa Juda at sa Israel. That will be chapter 1 at saka chapter 2. Okay? The vision of judgment of God between Juda, Israel, and the Gentile nations. That's chapter 1 and chapter 2. Prominent, mababasa natin ng paulit-ulit between chapter 1 and chapter 2, yung parirang, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Inulit-ulit yan. And we'll see that. Tapos number 2, from chapter 3 to chapter 6, makikita natin yung mga sermon o yung mabibigat na salita o mensahe para sa Israel. heavy sermons, preaching sermons from chapter 3 to chapter 6. Kaya ang prominent na parirala sa chapter 3 and 6 is hear this word. Hear this word. Paulit-ulit natin makikita yan sa chapter 3 and 6. Then from chapter 7 to chapter 9, makikita natin yung limang pangitain ng future ng Israel. Limang pangitain na pinakita ng Diyos kay Amos sa future ng Israel. Now, ang prominent word dito sa chapter 7, the Lord God showed me. The Lord God showed me. Tapos sa chapter 7, makikita natin yung isang salaysay sa buong aklat ni Amos. There is only one narrative in the book of Amos. Otherwise, the whole book is nothing but visions and sermons. Visions and sermons. But in chapter 7, there's a little bit of story. And we'll learn about that when we get there. Tapos, yung pinaka-last part ng Amos from chapter 9, verse 11 to 15, yung pinakahuli, ang pag-asa ng Israel. Ang pag-asa ng Israel. Tandaan ninyo, ang aklat ni Amos ay patungkol sa hatol at pag-asa. Hatol at pag-asa. So parang cyclical talaga ang takbo ng buhay. Nagkakasala ka, paparusahan ka ng Diyos, pero pag naparusa ka naman ng Diyos, bibigyan ka naman niya ng pag-asa. Okay, it always goes around. Sin, judgment, cleansing, and hope. The hope. So God gives us hope. So ano ang central verse ng Amos? Kumbaga, kung titingnan natin ng aklat ng Amos, anong pinakapuso ng Amos? The heart verse, that's the key verse that unlocks all the 9 chapters. Well, it's Amos chapter 4. Look at Amos chapter number 4. Amos chapter 4 and verse number 12. Amos chapter 4 and verse number 12. Amos 4:12. Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Now, have you ever done something wrong? And your mom said, you just wait until your daddy gets home. Naranasan mo na ba yan? You did something so bad, so wrong, na you just wait. You just wait until your mother hears about this or until your father hears about this. Is that a good time? You think that's a good time? No. And that's what Amos was saying. He's saying, Israel, you've sinned, you've sinned, you've sinned against God. Now prepare. You better be ready. You better prepare because you're going to meet your God. You're going to meet him and God will punish you. Now, so pinapaalalahanan tayo ni Amos tungkol sa sovereignty at severity ng Diyos. In the book of Amos, God is sovereign. God will not tolerate sin. God never tolerates sin. And wherever he sees sin, he judges sin. How do I know? Noong inilapag ang ating mga kasalanan kay Kristo, pinabayaan ba ng Diyos na wag na lang parusahan kasi si Kristo nga yan, aking yung bugtong na anak na yan? Did God punish him or did he not? Yes, he did. And that's why I know God's gonna judge every sinner. Because God judged his son on the cross. And if he judges his only begotten son, he's gonna judge every sinner. And so, God is sovereign and God is severe. whenever someone is under the judgment hand of God, it's not a time of rejoicing or partying. It is always sad and severe.
Now, tandaan natin na bagamat paminsan dahil sa sarili nating pagkakasala, umaabot din tayo sa palo ng Diyos. Pero tingnan mo ang pag-asa doon.
Look at Amos chapter 4 verse number 12. Well, where is the good news here? Is there any good news at all? Well, look at it very closely. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. You're not going to meet somebody else's God. You're not just going to meet a stranger God. You're going to meet your God. He is your God.
So yes, hawak niya yung pamalo. Pero yung kamay na humahawak ng pamalo ay yung kamay na napako sa krus ng Kalbaryo para sa'yo. At yan din yung kamay na papahid sa luha mo balang araw.
Oh, the same God that holds the chastising rod is the same God whose hands were nailed to the cross. And it's the same hands that will wipe away your tears one day. Yes, you're to prepare to meet God, but you're to prepare to meet your God. He is yours. He loves you. He is for you. He will help you. That's why God will judge you, not because He hates you, but because He will not allow you to remain the same way you are. He will not leave you the same way you are. He will change you and transform you. Even if He has to kill you, He will.
Now, tandaan natin, prepare to meet thy God. Ang kamay ng Diyos na hahato sa atin ay ang kamay ng Diyos na nagmamahal sa atin.
This is God. And this is the book of Amos. And next week, we will meet again. We're going to look at how God judges all the Gentile nations. And then Judah gets judged. And then Israel gets judged. And the whole book of Amos, we'll go right through it, studying the book of Amos. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Just an introduction to the book of Amos. Prepare to meet thy God. Wow. One day we're going to see God. One day, yes, we might be under the chastising hand. But He's not a stranger to us. We are His sheep. We are His flock. We are His people. And what a day that will be when we see Him. He will wipe away our tears. Oh, what a precious time. And yes, He'll deal with our sin, but I'm so glad that God will get the victory in our life, that we don't have to live defeated in sin. The same hand that spanks us is the same hand that provides for us, that died for us. Oh, this is thy God. And we need to learn a lot from the shepherd, from the herdman of Tekoa. And I look forward to learning all about this. Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign. Yes, you are severe, but you are also love. Yes, you punish sin, but you also cleanses us and give us hope for the future. Father, I pray that we would fight sin, we'd stay away from sin, so that we don't have to bear any of your displeasure, Lord. And we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would bless our study in the time of the Word of God, that we may apply the truths of Scripture. That although Amos is not special, he's nobody, really. He's unknown. He's not even a candidate for the school of the prophet. Yet you called him and used him in a mighty way. And that gives us hope because you can use any of us, Lord, if we're surrendered to you. And Father, we love you and thank you. Help us to live for you in a wicked and dark day. Help us to shine as your children, Lord, and bring hope to those that need hope and bring conviction to those who need convicted, Lord. Father, we pray that you'd be lifted up and glorified now. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.